this is Ari, and today we're going to be talking about religious jewelry. So today I'm going to be interviewing two different people. One is my grandma and one is my mom. My grandma is extremely Christian, and my mom believes in things about like the evil eye and stuff like that. So I wanted to get their opinions on the pieces of jewelry that they own. This is my grandma that I'll be interviewing, and do you want to say hi?
Hello, everybody. Thank you for interviewing me.
Thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. So, hi. Can you give a description of the jewelry that you own, please?
Well, I am wearing a gold necklace. So, this is about like 18-inch necklace. And I have a gold charm, and it is a cross, a golden cross, hanging on my neck. So I wear this every day.
What does it mean to you? Like, any sentimental value to it? Like, anything?
Well, it's really, I don't really consider it like just any type of jewelry. It's something that is important to me, so I wear it with me everywhere I go. In fact, I hardly use other necklaces, except when I go to special occasions and where I have to wear something just to match what I'm wearing. But to me, it's important to me because I feel safe when I am wearing it.
Where did you get it? Did somebody buy it for you? Did you buy it for yourself?
I have a good friend who has been my friend for the last 45 years.
Wow.
She gave it to me as a gift. She was my friend from the Philippines, you know, when we were teaching together in the same university. And so she gave this to me as a gift, because one day she saw me without a necklace. And she was wondering why I don't wear the necklace anymore with a cross, because when I was teaching, I used to wear it also.
What
and
happened?
I told her the story why I stopped wearing it.
Okay. So why do you wear it from, like, or like any other reasons besides that you feel you have to wear it every day?
Yes, I think that for me, the cross is a part of my identity as a person, as a Christian. I know that in some places, you know, people are afraid to wear it because they don't want to be identified with the Christian religion, but I don't feel that way. It's a part of my identity. It identifies me with the faith, with the Christian faith. And, you know, this it's a symbol of who I worship. It's a symbol of who I am, which faith I belong to. And it's also a reminder for me.
Okay, so that's all the questions I had. Thank you, Christmas Lola, for answering them.
All right, you are very much welcome.
Do you want to say bye to anybody who might listen to this?
Goodbye. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak with my grandbaby. The necklace that I'm wearing is not just for adornment. It really, I am proud to tell the world that I am a Christian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love
all
you.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.
So that was my amazing grandma. so she lives in Sacramento, so I really appreciate the time that she took out of her day and her schedule to let me interview her. And she's very nice, and she's very supportive, and she believes heavily with the Christian faith. And so next, I'm going to interview my mom, who is Catholic, but she believes in other things like the evil eye and just stuff like that. And yeah. So I'm here with my mom. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Okay, so first I'm going to be asking you about the description of the jewelry that you chose.
It is a ring that I wear on my ring finger on my right hand. It is a very small DT evil eye ring.
So what does it mean to you?
It is to ward off evil spirits and bad luck, to bring good fortune.
Where did you get it?
Nordstrom.
In
Palo Alto.
And why do you wear it?
To protect me, to ward off anything bad, so that I can have good luck and bring good fortune to me.
Thank you.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you it would be quick.
Bye. It's not even a minute.
Jewelry can mean a lot to different types of people, and according to their beliefs, it can have a totally different perspective on a thing that you've probably seen before. And so I'm thankful to both my grandma and to my mom for answering my questions and giving me insight. And I'm very glad that I have two different perspectives on two different beliefs from both of them. Thanks for listening!